This weekend's event is for 6th to 8th graders.
We have a series of 4 conferences this year. Middle school conferences will take place on November the 6th, December the 4th, and March the 5th. And we have a high school conference that will take place on November the 20th.
Middle and high school program coordinator Daphne Schmidt.
One thing that we're most excited about with our conferences this year are the assortment of keynote speakers that we have. On November the 6th, our very first middle school conference, we have Dr. Kevin Whaley, who is coming to us from the Chief Medical Examiner's Office in Virginia. And with all the popularity of CSI nowadays, he's going to be sharing some innovations in forensic medicine with us. Students.
The conference for high school students on the 20th will feature Nicholas Reisweber, a cadet from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point,
who was on an engineering team that had a goal of designing a device to evacuate a visitor in distress from the crown of the Statue of Liberty, and their design was actually selected by the National Park Service to be implemented in the Statue of Liberty to safely bring people down, because as many know that have experienced it, the staircase to go to the top is quite narrow and steep and presents quite an engineering challenge for taking down someone who is in distress.
December the 4th, 6th to 8th graders can meet Dr. Michael Leopold, an associate professor of chemistry at the University of Richmond.
He will be exploring nanotechnology with the students in our keynote address. And then finally on March the 5th, we have Greg Marshall, who is the Vice President of Remote Imaging for the National Geographic Society. Many will know his work if they saw the film March of the Penguins, because he and his team actually developed the critter cam that they attached to the penguins as they were diving under the icebergs, and we followed their travels through the sea.
Schmidt said there are even more presentations at each conference on fascinating topics.
Everything from equine veterinarians to a virtual link with the Sea Life Center of Alaska in Seward, Alaska. They're going to be doing some interesting things with the students on sea lions.
Middle and high school students who go to any of the Math Science Innovation Center Consortium schools can sign up.
That includes students enrolled in Chesterfield, Colonial Heights, Hanover, Henrico, King William, Petersburg, Powhatan, and the Richmond City School Systems. Can go to our website, www.msinnovation.info, click on Students in the upper left-hand corner, and scroll down to Saturday Programs, and there is online registration available and live right now for registrations for the middle school conference on November 6th and December 4th, and the high school conference on November the 20th.
The Math Science Innovation Center, she added, is excited to have not only Cadet Reisweber, but also a genetics team from the University of Virginia.
Not only do we have adults getting involved in our conferences, but we also have college students getting involved, which is, I think, just a great example from our students, particularly our high school students who are starting to explore what they might want to do for their careers, what they might want to study when they get to the university level.
John Ogle, WCVE News.